The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Last night in a video, the Princess of Wales, Catherine, put out a statement in which she said, "In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at that time, it was thought my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present." I'm joined this morning by Jenny Bond, former BBC Royal correspondent. Jenny, the reaction to that video, what has it been?
Well, it's been an outpouring of admiration, respect and huge affection, I think, for a young woman who's been cut down in the prime of life. She's such a healthy, sporty, athletic young woman, Catherine, and devoted to her family. And this, as she said in her own words, very courageously, has been a huge shock to the family, but a huge shock to the whole of the UK and actually globally as well. I've been broadcasting to Australia and to America. I mean, people are completely shocked by this very, very sad news.
And there was, I think, because of the level of attention that there was, there seemed to be an underpinning assumption that whatever the issue was, it couldn't be that serious. When you look at the video, you get the sense this is serious.
Oh, it's certainly serious. Although, I mean, we have to take her lead in that she's optimistic. She says she's okay and she's feeling stronger every day. And she is looking forward to getting back to work, but only when she's fully recovered. I think she showed such fortitude and courage and dignity because a diagnosis of cancer is terrifically earth-shattering for anyone, whatever the prognosis. And I think her dignity was in sharp contrast to the cesspit of the social media trolls who have been peddling hurtful and vicious rubbish for weeks now. And even the mainstream media, to my horror, allowed themselves to be led by the nose and report that frenzy, thus giving the oxygen of publicity to these trolls. And I just hope they are holding their heads in shame this morning for what they've done.
And of course, there's a bit in the statement that said, "It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that is appropriate for them and to reassure them that I am going to be okay." And I suppose it's easy for somebody who is such a public figure as she is for the public to forget that she is the mother of three young children who must be devastated and very worried.
Yeah, I mean, they're devoted parents, William and Catherine, and they've taken quite a lot of flack for being upfront about the fact that they want to put their children as their main priority in these early years, and that sometimes they won't be carrying out royal duties in school holidays because the kids come first. And to have to sit down and explain this, as Catherine said, in an appropriate way, to such young children, Louis's only five, must have been extraordinarily difficult. And the timing of this announcement, I think, A, is because I think we, society, have forced her into facing the cameras and saying exactly what's going on. But why last night? Well, because it was the beginning of the Easter school holidays. And now they can cocoon themselves, the family, William, Catherine and the three children, probably at their house in the Norfolk countryside, and the children won't have to go to school for 3 weeks, and that will be their time for trying to make life as normal as possible.
Well, on that note, Jenny, the final thing I'd like to ask is about her wish in the statement where she says, "We hope that you will understand as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment." Privacy has not been something often given to members of the royal family. Do you think she will now get it?
If she doesn't get it, we, society, need to give ourselves a very, very severe talking to. We'll have to ask what the heck is going on and what is going wrong with society. I mean, I'm old enough and I've reported on the family for 35 years now, and I remember watching Diana, the former Princess of Wales, stand up and appeal for time and space when she wanted to withdraw for a time from public life because of her mental fragility at the time. Did we listen? No, we didn't. Have we learned anything? I think the last few weeks have demonstrated we have not. And this young woman must now be given what she has so charmingly and humbly asked for, which is privacy, time and space.
Jenny, thank you very much. That is Jenny Bond, former BBC Royal correspondent. And of course, as she says, reporting on the members of the royal family now for 35 years.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.